Good morning, Boo Birds. This is Ben, Blind Birder on Audioboo, Foursquare, Skype, Swarm, Tumblr, and Twitter. No deck, no night sounds, nothing really going on as of now. I was just about to go to bed, and I gotta tell you, a feeling just came over me. And it's not something I understand. Because where I come from, this is not necessarily the case. And by this, I mean that whole, I don't want summer to be over. No! Okay, in Phoenix area where I live, we have at least half a month to a month left before our summer is officially 86 over. Usually in Phoenix, it's around my grandmother's birthday, my mom's birthday, late great Grammy's birthday, around about the 5th to the 10th of October, when the pool finally takes its final swan dive into Birdoutville, where it is now officially, as I call it, Birdout season. Right? Birdout season, meaning the pool is no longer doable. It's now, and now we're getting, you know, instead of being hundreds, we're getting into 90s and 80s, which means we're getting into 60s and 50s at night, which means, yeah, the pool's toast. Which for me, yeah, is kind of bird out season. I am a summer bird. I really am. And I'm just sitting here, syncing my iPod, just kind of doing stuff. Just kind of tootling around, getting ready to go to bed here. Still down at Chris and Sylvia's down here in North Carolina. And I just had that feeling like, oh great, here we go again. Next thing I know, we'll be talking about fall and talking about leaves falling and talk about, you know, you hear people say, oh, I'm ready for it to not be hot. Oh, I'm ready for it. You know? Well, for one, I've been away from it for a month, so I'm actually kind of looking forward to it again, because humidity is not fun. Summer down here is not my kind of summer, although I'm not outside as much here as I normally am, so when I'm here, the humidity doesn't go as much as it would if I were outside more. So for down here, it's kind of offset by the fact that I'm not outside as much. And when I do go outside, I feel that nice heat. And it's like, oh, okay. Oh, I'm alive. You know, and people down here think 95 is like, you know, brutally hot. Whereas for us, 95, that's some days that's 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if you would call this seasonal affective disorder. I don't think so. Because when I think of seasonal affective disorder, I think of people committing suicide in Seattle because it's damn, you know, cloudy and it's hardly ever sunny for most of the year, and especially in wintertime. You know, when I think seasonal affective disorder, that's what I think of. I don't know. It seems that summer is when the least amount of bad things have happened to me. It seems that fall and winter, especially winter, but fall and winter, are kind of when starts to come down. You know, it's when consequences have been had from stupid financial decisions I've had. It's usually been fall and winter. right? It's usually been October, November, December. I love Christmas and Thanksgiving. Love them. Abso-freaking-lutely love them. But, and before Christmas, yeah, I guess it's nice to have a little chill in the air. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, I will give you that. It is kind of nice to do the fire thing. It is kind of nice to do the s'mores thing. It is kind of nice to, I have a lot of memories out hunting when it's in the fall and it's starting to get cold outside. I love that. Mm-hmm. You know, that's awesome. But for me now, in the city and everything, I don't know. From January 2nd on, it's just a blech. It's just a kind of a pall comes over me. And when I was in Denver, it was 10 times worse. Because then it was really winter, and there it was really colder. I mean, that's the other weird thing. I live in Phoenix. I live in Scottsdale. The dead of winter for us is like 55 Fahrenheit. You know, below 15 centigrade. Buddy, that's the dead of winter for us. That's the women.
And I, mind you,
are in our jackets. Women are in coats. That's cold for us. And even that is just, ugh. No thanks. Like I said, it's kind of cool before Christmas and during Christmas and everything. But after January 2nd, I'm already kind of in that, okay, I'm already kind of counting down for the pool. I really am. And I'm wanting you guys' input on why and part of why I'm getting that summer's over feeling is because it's Labor Day, and all the people that are still tied to school, like school, and college too, university, are already getting back into the swing of school. So summer, culturally, is already toast. Might be still be hot, but the, you know, lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer are now, you know, instead of school's out for summer, now we're singing, yakety yak, don't come back. You know what I'm saying? It's like the, and everybody says, you know, seasons change, and they do. And God bless us for us. I'm glad he does it. I'm telling you, sometimes it's difficult to deal with. And I don't know what to tell you. I'd be interested to see what you guys think of this. From a very odd desert bird perspective on summer. Oh, by the way, I don't know if you could tell this, but if I ever were to have a daughter, as long as my wife agreed with it, I would name her Summer Joy. Just because, yeah, summer is just that season for me. It's just that joyous season. The birds are out, it's nice and hot. Oh, yeah. Now, if I did not have a pool, that would be a different story. I would not want it to be as hot as it is. Even here, down here, in, you know, North Carolina. I would want the temperate, bird-out summers. Because then, yeah, it wouldn't be as bad walking around doing stuff if I did not have a pool. But since I do, 70-plus at night. I need to be at least 20 centigrade at night. That's when it's pool weather. Which usually starts right around the end of April. Right at the end of May, April to the 1st of May. and I'm usually the last one to be swimming. My dad and I, but more I. My dad's more a dipper. He'll get in and out, not me. Once I'm in that water, it takes a lot to get me out. So when it finally just goes, bye-bye, bird out. Yeah, this is interesting. Just kind of my pre-bed thoughts. I will talk to you guys soon. Do stay warm. And hope you have a great day. God bless.